If we could get in here, we'd like to start the concert. If everyone could come on in so we could start the concert tonight, please. We're 3 minutes behind.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's concert. We have a wonderful concert for you tonight, and starting us off will be Ginny Hawker in a second. I did want to say one thing about Ginny. I was in her class yesterday listening to her and Ben sing, and she was talking about a couple of years ago when she was here, and after having been here and having to go home after the wonderful experience of Augusta and going home to the routine of home, which we will all soon be going to, she needed to talk to someone about her sense of loss from having to have to leave here. So she called Michael Klein, and he said, "Call me anytime, Ginny, and I'll talk you down." And so Ginny wanted me to let you know that if you feel this week you need to talk to someone, you can just call her and she'll talk you down. And not only that, her 800 number is in the list of instructors. So without any further ado, here is Ginny Hawker.
Oh, times are not what they used to be. There's trouble all the time, and no one knows the inward grief of my poor troubled mind. Oft times I've suffered for your sake. It's you I love so dear. Oh, wish that I could go with you, or you would tarry. My mother loved me very well. My father treated me kind, but for your sake I'd go with you and leave them both behind. Oh, if my heart were made of glass, and if you could behold your name in secret written there, in letters of bright gold. Yes, your name in secret I would write. Believe me what I say, you are the one I'll love best until my dying day. So give to me your hand, my love, and love from every vein. I swear I'll even see no light till you come back again.
Bring out the woman that's been working with me a lot this week, a friend of mine that was born and raised in West Virginia and lives now in Abingdon, Virginia, Kay Justice.
sweet sorrow in the wind. They say when love grows older, it dies and fades away. Yet all our lives together, one sweet sorrow in the wind.
I can hear all my students out there singing the third part. Had a really good class, two of them I was in. People came from all over and they were really open and enthusiastic and wanting to know what this Southern Mountain music was about. I hope you take some of it back with you and some of the spirit of it. bring on my father, Ben Hawker. As Florence says, we taught our class this year in remedial unison, which is the singing of the Primitive Baptist Church that my father grew up in. And even though what we're going to be singing might be a little unusual to you, and it might sound irregular, that's the way it's supposed to sound.
What wondrous love is this? Oh, my soul, oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this? Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this that calls the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse? For my soul, for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse. For my soul,
we're going to pitch this a little lower.
To God and to the Lamb, I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, and to the great I am, while millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. Thus, while from death we're free, we'll sing on, we'll sing on. Thus, while from death we're free, we'll sing on. Thus, while from death we're free, we'll sing and joyful be, and through eternity we'll sing on, we'll sing on, and through eternity we'll sing on. And when to that bright world we arise, and when to that bright world we arise, when to that world we go, free from all pain and woe, we'll join the happy throng and sing on, we'll join the happy throng and sing on.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my sincere appreciation for all the way that I've been accepted here at Augusta this year. And I met many friends that I'm sure I will remember for a long time. And one of my friends that I've met is going to come out and join me now. He's from Toronto, Canada. Ken Whiteley.
Thank you.
many long years in bondage, God's chosen people had been out in the wilderness wandering. It was all because of sin. Their leader had been old Moses, but now that he had died, God then said to Joshua, get over on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, cross over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness wander, from Egypt bondage flee, and when you reach the other side, you shall be free. Yeah, the river now lies before you, and I the water control. Now is the time to cross over, the water's back to roll. A wonderful land is waiting, just over Jordan tide. Just remember, victory is over on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, cross over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness wander, from Egypt bondage flee, and when you reach the other side, you shall be free. The Lord then said to Joshua, look toward the setting sun. All the nations that you see one day will be one. As I was with old Moses, so I will be with thee. I'll stand by you in battle and give you victory. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, cross over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness wander, from Egypt's bondage flee, and when you reach the other side, you shall be free. Oh, Joshua told his people, prepare yourself to stay 3 more days in the wilderness, then we'll be on the way across the land of Canaan and into Jericho. We'll plant our feet in the promised land and live forevermore. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, cross over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness wander, from Egypt bondage flee, and when you reach the other side, you shall be free.
That was great. I'm going to tell you a little story while we're changing sets. It's a story that comes from the state of Maine about a man named Virgil Tucker, who'd had a bad summer. Along about July, a cat drowned in his well and ruined his water. And then in August, his best horse died. And in September, his barn burned down. So along about the 1st of October, his wife said to him, Virgil, don't you think you best go out and shoot us some food for the winter? And he said, yep. Took down his gun, that one with the side-by-side barrels, and he went out a-hunting. Well, you wouldn't have thought his luck had changed at all. He hunted all day long, didn't see a single thing. He's headed home long about sundown, when suddenly over to the right of him he spied a deer. He's about to take aim at that 6-point buck, when 20 yards left of him he spied a fox. So he aims somewhere in the middle. The bullet hit a rock, split in two, killing the fox and the deer. And now the kick from the gun sent him into the river. When he came up, his right hand was on an otter's head, and his left hand was on a beaver's tail, and his trouser pockets were so full of trout that a button popped off his fly and killed a partridge. True story of Virgil. Well, the part of that story that Roy Bookbinder would really like is the part about all the trout in the pockets, because Mr. Bookbinder is a fisherman. In his traveling van, he's got a couple of great fishing rods, and every time they pass a good-looking lake that might have a bass or a trout in it, he's gets his rod out and he goes fishing, and he's got some of his prizes hanging in his van, and sometime before he leaves, he'll be glad to give you a tour of that if you can catch him, because he is on the road all the time, and he lives on the road, as he will tell you in a minute. So I want to introduce to you the traveling man, Roy Bookbinder.
Just like Hank Williams here. I'm in the wrong place. Well, it's nice to be here. The clock is ticking by. I'd like to start off with an old song I've been doing for many years that I learned from an old man named Pink Anderson. It's always a good idea to learn an old song from an old man. They usually know old songs. Pink Anderson was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and I went looking for him down there. He made two records in 1929, and that was that. I got down there and spent a couple of days asking people if they knew Pink Anderson. I was hanging out in pool halls and gin joints, and nobody knew him or would admit to it. One day I was having breakfast, and I was kind of down and out with the blues. Lady, the waitress there, she says to me, "You look kind of sad. What's your problem?" I said, "I'm looking for Pink Anderson. Made two records in 1929. Nobody knows him, and nobody knows where he is." She says, "If I was you, I'd look him up in the Yellow Pages. Let them do the walking." I thought about it for a while, and I said to myself, that wouldn't be a very romantic way to find an old musician. But as I left the restaurant, I passed by the phone booth, and I looked in there at the phone book, and it looked back at me. I went in there, and to my great surprise, right under Paul Anderson's name was Pink Anderson's name. So I put a dime in the phone, that's what it cost then, and I dialed a number, and a lady answered it. I says, "Pink Anderson lived there?" She says, "He did." I said, "Up until when?" She says, "This morning." And she explained he went to the dry cleaners at 8 o'clock and it was 10:30. If he didn't get home in a half hour, his bags were going to be packed. I said, "Could I come by?" She says, "You do what you want. This is a free country." So she gave me directions. I went out there on the street and got in the truck, and I drove east on West Street and north on South Street, and I got to Carpenter Street, and I went down it for a while, and I got to the Carpenter Street extension, which was a dirt road off Carpenter Street, and I had a park at the end, and I walked down there and knocked on the door, and the lady says, "What do you want?" I said, "I'm looking for Pink Anderson." She said, "I am too." I said, "Can I come in the house and wait with?" She says, "Wait a minute, I'm 76 years old and my days of waiting in the house with anybody are long gone." She said, "You can sit on the porch." So I did, and I waited. About an hour went by and I was getting bored and mad at Pink Anderson too. He was gonna be in for it if he ever got home. After a while, I took out my guitar and started to sing some of Pink Anderson's songs right there on Pink Anderson's porch. Kids were playing in puddles, chickens were running by. It was springtime in Spartanburg. Figured this is gonna make an incredible scene in the motion picture version of my life. Leaving out the phone book part. After a while, old man come up the street. I put my guitar down. I walked up towards him. He was walking down towards me. We got nose to nose. I said, "You must be Pink Anderson." He says, "How'd you know that?" I said, "Lady of the house told me Pink Anderson went to the dry cleaners this morning. This is a dead end street and you're carrying clothes." He said, "You been to college?" I said, "Some." Well, we become good friends. He respected my education and intelligence. I said to him, "I just drove 36 hours looking for you." He says, "Do I owe you money?" I said, no, sir, to the contrary, I owe you money. He says, "You how much? I said, $50. He says, give it here. So I reached into my pocket and I pulled out a $50 bill off of my roll of ones. He looked at it, snapped it twice, put it in his pocket, and then inquired, how'd it come to be you owed me $50? I said, well, I made a record of one of your songs. He says, was it a hit? I said, you be the judge. He says, I guess it was. He said, that was you picking a guitar a while ago on my porch. I said, yeah, it was. He said, I thought about that. I heard a guitar coming from there, and I stopped up the street, and I says, whoa, if I'm up here down the street, you, I said, that was me. He said, I come further down the street, and I stopped again and says, whoa, even if I wasn't here down the street, I broke an Easter in Christmas of 61. He says, what in the world are you singing them old songs for? I said, I love them. He says, you do? I said, yes, sir. And they pay me to sing them. He says, they don't. I said, not much. I got to make a long story short. Me and Mr. Pink became friends. One day he says to me, Roy, that's what he called me. I says, Pink. He says, you know them old songs of mine that you can almost play? I said, yeah. He says, I'm giving them to you. They're yours now. He says, you tell people wherever you go, Pink Anderson, born and getting ready to die. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, used to pick a guitar. So I told you. Pink Anderson wished he could be here tonight, but he's dead. This is the one Mr. Pink used to sing. Well, I just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was down in Tennessee. He made his living, he was stealing chicken and anything that he could see. The Popeye's man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. When a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around, but he didn't get caught in and never got whooped till the police shot him. You know that the police shot that man with a rifle. The bullet went through his head. People, they were coming from miles around just to see if that man was dead. They telegrammed down south where mama lived, and she was all upset with tears. Walked up, opened up the coffin, the fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot. Y'all heard about the Titanic ship? He was on it when it was sinking down, standing out by the railing, had his head hung down. When that man jumped overboard, everybody said that he was a fool. But about 2 minutes right after that, while he was shooting dice in Liverpool, he was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught, never got whooped until the police shot him down. You know that this boy went down to the spring one day to get a pail of water. The distance that the rascal had to go, it was about a mile and a quarter. Got there and got his water, started back, and he stumbled and fell down. He ran back to the house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. Traveling man. He was the most traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get, he never got, till the police shot him down. Well, now the police hired them an automobile, purpose just to chase old Boone. chasing that man from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 the next afternoon, while a Popeye's man runs so doggone fast, fire come from his heels. Well, it burned up the cotton and it scorched the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a picket roy. Listen, police caught this traveling man at last, then they had him up to hang one day. Jury men, they all asked that man just what did he have to say. Begged the jury men to bow their heads in prayer. And then he crossed one leg and he winked one eye and he went up through the air. Appreciate it. Can I get a little more guitar monitor, please? Play one off my greatest hits album, Volume 2. An old hillbilly song by the late Bayless Rose, my favorite name in country music. If I ever have a son, I want to name him Bayless Bookbinder. You call me a dog when I'm gone, Lord, Lord. It's old black dog when I'm gone. When I get home with a $10 bill, is Daddy where you've been so long? Well, I've been all around Kentucky and the state of old Tennessee. Where I laid my hat down, said that would be home for me. Oh, black dog, when I'm gone, Lord, Lord. Oh, black dog, when I'm gone. When I get home with a $10 bill, is Daddy where you've been so long? That train is coming, carrying my baby away. Well, it's going all far to leave me, they never coming back my way. My daddy was a gambling man from the state of old Tennessee, and told me to bet all of my money on ace, jack, that deuce, and a tray. Old black dog, when I'm gone, Lord, Lord, it's old black dog, when I'm gone. When I get home with a $10 bill, is Daddy where you've been so long?
Thank you very much.
I'd like to do an old time song now I haven't played for a long time. I was learning how to play guitar years ago from an old blind preacher named Reverend Gary Davis. One day we're in a hotel in Chicago. I says, Reverend Davis. He says, Roy, that's what he always called me. I said, I want to learn how to play a song that I never heard you sing. He said, I'm going to give you Delia. Been a lot of songs written about Delia. She must have been quite a gal. You know what folk song stories spring up about people, and after 20, 30, 40, and 50 years, it's hard to tell what really happened to whom and where. The way it was explained to me that in this little hotel room was that this whole thing took place in Greenville, South Carolina, back in 1911, when there wasn't a whole lot to do down there. There was two saloons and two wild women. One gal, her name was Delia. Everybody loved Delia. Nobody loved her more than a blind guitar player. She never paid him any mind, cause he was just a blind beggar, and after all, she was Delia. One day a man came to town and sat down playing poker with Delia and lost about $39.17, pulled out a gun and killed her. The guitar player went out on the street and sang this song. Said, she's all I got and gone. Delia was a gambler, gambled all around. Delia was a gambling girl, but you know she laid her money down. She's all I got gone. Delia's mama wept, Delia's daddy moaned. They wouldn't have hated it quite so bad if Delia only died at home. She's all I got gone. Delia, why didn't you run when Cuddy come chasing after you with that flaming 44-6 gun? She's all I got gone. Men in Atlanta trying to pass for white. Delia, my darling, she's in a graveyard and she's 6 feet out of sight. She's all I got gone. Delia, how could it be? You wanted all of those gambling men, but you never had no time for me. And all the friends I got are gone. Delia. Time to do what I came here to do, but I'm going to try to do it all. This is a song I originally heard by a man named Little Hat Jones. Made 10 recordings in his short career in 1929, 6 in January and 4 in June. drifted off into obscurity. I wanted to know about this man's life. I had acquired a tape from a record collector that collected old records that other people wanted but couldn't collect because there weren't enough of them around, made them collector's items, sold cassettes of the songs. I listened to the 10 songs and fell in love with the man. I had to meet him. I went to Texas, and when I got there, realized it was going to be hard to find him. I started to inquire only in the circle of musicians that I figured might know, the blues men. I asked the great Lightning Hopkins one day before he died. I says, "Lightning?" He says, "Roy." That's what he called me. I said, "You remember Cat Made Records in 29 named Little Head Jones?" He says, "No." I met the great B.B. King. I says, "B.B.?" And he says, "B.B.?" That's what he called me, Bookbinder B.B. I said, "You remember?" He says, "No." I'll dead end street. Never found anybody that knew him. Just too recently, I met another fella I was looking for, made one record in 29, Jesse Babyface Thomas. I'm not going to have time to tell that story tonight about Jesse Thomas, but I'll tell that sometime in November, I'll be here doing a show. I'll tell you that story. So anyway, Jesse said that he remembered Little Hat Jones. I got out my notebook. "What did you remember about him?" He said, "Man had the biggest head I'd ever seen on shoulders." I said, "Did he wear a little hat?" He said, "Appeared that way." I said, "What else do you remember?" He said, "Nothing." I wished I knew more about him, but I don't. This is on my latest hit album. My latest hit album on Flying Fish Records. We got a few copies back there during intermission. You can snap one up, available on record and cassette. Someday they're going to be rare collector's items. So this here's a Texas blues song by the great late Little Hat Jones. I'm running out of time. I'm just getting warmed up. Before I learned how to play this song, I didn't know index finger could have such a big time.